All right, welcome back to KNBR. Talking baseball about 90 minutes from the first pitch to the San Francisco Giants' final game of the 2020 season. Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky in, and we're going to go right to the Mark Simon from Sports Info Solutions. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Verbal apologies for doubting Tyler Anderson last week, by the way.
I got you, didn't I?
But I acknowledge when I'm off the mark, but I hope that others would acknowledge when I'm on the mark. So there we go.
And that's the professional you are, and that's why we love talking about Mark. You know, a couple things I want to throw at you right off the bat as manager of the year in American League and National League. There's a lot of good names, a lot of good managers that have really done well. Give me your thoughts on both of these categories and who you think will win it.
So in the American League, I think it should be either Charlie Montoyo of the Blue Jays for getting them five games over 500 into the season, or Kevin Cash, the manager of the Tampa Bay Rays, who has them with the best record in baseball, with basically what amounts to a team that I refer to as like your county meet cross-country champions, where the kids finish like 10th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th and win the county because nobody else has a combination like that. So that's my American League pick, and I realize it's a little bit of silly analysis there. In the National League, so I was going to come on and say this. I feel like the Giants should get some sort of, like, coaching staff of the year award based on the combination of good defensive positioning and the fact that they improved more than any other team in batting average, on-base percentage, and slugging percentage across baseball. So I feel that there's some credit for that. And I feel that the staff has worked well to make the most of a team that is somewhat defensively challenged and at least produce something that is respectable when it comes to a stat like defensive runs saved. But I would not give Gabe Men for the year, though. I would probably give that to either Snitker or Don Mattingly in Miami.
Yeah, that was the first name that came to mind was Don Mattingly. I thought he did an excellent job, especially with all the COVID-19 problems they had in the beginning of the year, and really brought a lot of young players with some veteran players that have been bounced around. And I have to agree with you with Don Mattingly. I'm just going to go back to the AL Manager of the Year. What about Bob Melvin? Bob Melvin keeps getting pushed away from all this, and he did another fine job with the Oakland A's.
Yeah, so I think the issue there is that any way that you compare him to Kevin Cash, Kevin Cash comes out on top. Kevin Cash did it in a tougher league, the American League East. Kevin Cash's team is four games better. Kevin Cash's team, I think, got much more out of its pitching staff all the way through, like starters to bullpen. And I understand you're going to come back at me with the A's have this cluster of great relievers, and they manipulated them very well over the course of the season, and I think that that's fair. I just think I think you could go either way on something like that. I went with Tampa. Maybe that's my East Coast bias. And certainly props to Bob Melvin for getting through, too, when they lost Chapman for the year and the fact that Semien hasn't hit at all. I think he's worthy. But I think it's the four games better in the American League East, beat the Yankees and clobbered the Red Sox. I think that's what does it for me for him.
All right, Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions, good morning. Stay with us. We're going to take a break. Bill and I are going to be back with you, and we want to talk about Drew Smyly, a little preview of the Brewers-Cardinals game, and Yasin Belt in the MVP race. I know you've got some thoughts on that. So, Mark, hang in there. We'll bring you back in our pregame right after this. All right, very exciting day of baseball coming up, and we're going to have it all here right on KNBR 680 and 104.5. Mark Simon joins us, Sports Info Solutions. Mark, Drew Smyly, I always say the adage for me is, you're only as good as that day's starting pitcher. What should we expect from Drew Smyly? He's been hot lately.
Yeah, I think you've got the guy going for you that under the circumstances you would want going for you. He's probably not going to go more than, five, and then you're going to have to piece it together. But at least you have the whole pitching staff today. The thing that I would note about him is how effective the curveball has been. Nearly half the swings against it are missed, which is what you would want out of a pitcher with a really good curveball. He has not allowed an extra base hit with his fastball yet this season, so that's good. It's 20 innings-ish, whatever it is, something like that. But I think the signs are positive for him. We know that he's coming off of a decent start. And we also know that the Padres are like, we don't expect them to necessarily be putting full force into this one. So I think he's the right person to be there for the Giants today.
Mark, we'll be scoreboard watching Milwaukee, St. Louis in St. Louis. Give us your thoughts on both starting pitchers and your thoughts on where this game might portray to.
Yeah, so this is a team that's 3-4 in its last seven, taking on a team that's 3-4 in its last seven. So nobody's hot. Everyone's kind of in the middle, I guess. The Brewers have scored three runs or fewer in seven straight games. So I think if the Cardinals put up any sort of offense against Brett Anderson today, you would feel pretty confident that they're going to win the game. If the Brewers, you say that they're due, and they score against Austin Gomber, who has only made a couple of starts this season but looked really good in his last one for St. Louis, you would think they would be in good shape at the end of the game because they have this rookie weapon, Devin Williams, who can go multiple innings like Hader used to do. He has this changeup that's like a screwball that nobody hits. He has a .3 ERA. I think first team to four wins, and that it will come down to a Goldschmidt or a Yelich or a star player pushing the team forward. The Cardinals also have the knowledge of kind of a fallback position for tomorrow, where games tomorrow could be pertinent for them against Detroit, the doubleheader. In terms of Brett Anderson, that's a veteran starting pitcher for Milwaukee. He's the kind of guy that I think you would hope would go six and allow two. That's what he's done in his last two starts. So I would say slight advantage Milwaukee starting pitching, slight advantage lineup Cardinals, and if they could play to a tie and play 99 innings, like, maybe they could just let the Giants into the playoffs by default.
That's funny. Cardinals, Yadier Molina, Paul Goldschmidt, Brewers, Yelich, those are the names you'd expect something will happen from the big boys today. When you and I started way back when this 60-game season started, we talked about the Giants, and I remember you said they'd need MVP kind of years from Yastrzemski and someone else. Well, Yastrzemski and Belt have certainly put themselves in the National League MVP race. How do you see the race shaping up, and what about those two guys?
So I have the Yazdels combo being in that 6-7 range because there are four or five guys that are definitely better than them. And that's nothing to take away from what have been outstanding seasons. And if you had told me, you know, at 3 weeks into the season that those two guys were going to be in the MVP hunt, I would have laughed. But Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis, I think those four guys are clearly ahead of the Giants, too. I think that Belt and Yaz are in the discussion for the next set of players, which is Trevor Bauer, Marcelo Zuna, if you want to pick someone off a losing team. Juan Soto's had another remarkable offensive season. If you want to put a pitcher in, besides Bauer, you could put Yu Darvish in. But I feel like there are five, six. They should appear on a good number of ballots this year. I think they are deserving of it. I looked back, not at what we when we talked. I remember when we talked. I had the Giants for 24 wins when the season started, and they're at 29. And I would guess that they might be my biggest overachiever. So I would feel pretty good about the way this one went. I would feel a lot better if Trevor Story hadn't made that incredible play the other day, and that ball had gotten through, and then we wouldn't even really be talking about today.
Hey, Mark, taking a peek into 2021, the Giants are going to have Cueto and Webb back in this rotation. Everybody's going to be free agents. What's the opportunity, you think, in the eyes of Giant fans of Gausman, Smiley, maybe even Anderson coming back next year?
So the thing that this market is going to be very rich in is mid-level starting pitchers of the Kevin Gausman ilk. The list reads Mike Minor, Mike Leake, Jake Arrieta, Charlie Morton, Jake Odorizzi, James Paxton, Garrett Richards, Rick Porcello, Masahiro Tanaka. So they could bring back Gausman. I think they need two guys. So I think Gausman and then one of the other guys that I mentioned would be a worthwhile investment. And I think you have the Samardzija money with which you can do that. So probably plucking from that group. I have a feeling Marcus Stroman is going to cost a little bit more, which is why I didn't necessarily put him in that list. But there are good There are good mid-level options. You just, I guess what you need is you need to not do what you did with Samardzija, which is kind of give the extra year where the last year or two of that deal kind of burned you, particularly the last year of that deal really burned you. So you want to give those guys ideally two or three years and see what you can do. And I think the time to make the big splash will be the year after that. But I think you can set yourself up for a good rotation by getting one or two of those guys that I mentioned.
Well, 60 games are going to be up today, and maybe there'll be two more tomorrow if the Cardinals have to play. But batting title, home run, and RBI, it's sort of lost in the shuffle. But who's going to win that?
So in the National League, Juan Soto, who I mentioned as an MVP candidate, has a three-point lead on Freddie Freeman entering the day, 346 to 343. Freddie Freeman could win the MVP. I think it's between him and Mookie Betts. Home runs, Fernando Tatis and Marcelo Zuna each have 17, and you have a bunch of guys with 16, Betts, Machado, and Adam Duvall, who has a couple of three-homer games. And RBIs, Marcelo Zuna leads with 55. The Braves actually have the top two guys, 55 and 53 for Ozuna, who is ranked, MLB.com had him as like the fifth best free agent. He might be third or fourth, actually, looking at the two guys ahead of him, Springer and Semien. He's had a fantastic year. He's a sleeper MVP candidate, and he put up the numbers at the right time. The major league leaders, I should mention, are DJ LeMahieu, Luke Voit, and Jose Abreu, respectively. And Jose Abreu, I would imagine, is the likely MVP candidate at this point.
Boy, interesting. Boy, and I'll leave you with this. If the Giants lose and the Brewers lose and the Phillies win, the Phillies are in the playoffs. How about that?
Craziness. It would be a total back-in on their part because they have fallen over themselves the last 10 days as badly as any team other than maybe the Mets.
Yeah.
Boy, they got and they've got Nola today. Nola and Wheeler. This is like 1964 with Bunning and Short with Gene Walkden, and they couldn't win a game. Nola and Wheeler can't win a game, and they keep pitching them. And it is Nola today to try to win a game against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, totally desperate.
Well, okay, Mark, it's great having you on. You've been absolutely fabulous all season. Your stuff is the best. I've told you you're the new Alan Roth of baseball information, and he's a Hall of Famer, and you will be too. So thank you so much for being part of the show.
Thanks, Mark.
You got it, guys. This has been awesome. Thanks for having me. Look forward to doing it in the future.
Great. All right, that is Mark Simon, Mark A. Simon Says on Twitter. Guy is absolutely fabulous.